So again, welcome to the 21-22 November 10th Shack meeting. It is 5 p.m. and we are gathered as a Shack committee in room 627 of the Rockwall ISD administration building at 1050 William Street in Rockwall, Texas. Just for the record, when I call your name, would you please answer present? And if you're not here, please don't answer absent. It's okay. Danny Garcia. Kalina Rigney. Linda Mitchell-Duran.
Present.
Kyle Panconian.
Present.
Rebecca Stewart.
Present.
Amber Woodfield.
Present.
Patrick Just. Present. Kim Pugsley.
Present.
Nicole Smithers.
Present.
And Kelvin Stroy.
Present.
Great, thank you. So we do have an established quorum. So thank you all for being here. I know it's been a while since we have been together with 18 months of COVID and craziness. So if we wouldn't mind just taking a few moments just to kind of reacquaint ourselves with each other. Nicole, would you start and just kind of tell us who you are?
Nicole Smithers, I'm the Director of Health Services. This is my 10th or 11th year in Rockwall. I'm a Shack member as a parent and employee, and Shack member in a previous district as an employee.
Shack member extraordinaire.
Thank you so much, Shack.
Ms. Pugsley?
Kim Pugsley, Child Nutrition Director.
And how long have you been in Rockwall?
15 years. Huh? I left for a year and came back to the lived in the PR, but a total of 15, I think.
Well, thanks for serving. Ms. Stewart?
I'm Rebecca Stewart. This is my third year on Shack, I guess. I'm here as a parent. We have three children in the district, currently a junior, an eighth grader, and a fifth grader.
And talking about going to A&M?
My husband and I are both Aggies, and so our junior has his eyes set on that, but really, we train them that way from the beginning.
That's how you do it, right?
they all are pretty set on that.
Yeah. Kyle?
Kyle Pankadine. I am a parent, Utley student. I think this is my third year on the committee. Maybe fourth, but I think it's third.
Yeah, it's all different because, you know, the last really 2 years have been completely different.
Yeah, I also come formerly from Garland ISD, Safety and Security Coordinator, emergency management. So,
Kyle is a big help with us. He is a trainer for the I Love You Guys Foundation.
Oh, great.
And so he is our safety and security go-to on the Shack committee and has a lot of knowledge and has helped us a great deal over the years. My name is Patrick Just. This is my sixth year in Rockwall ISD. I have a senior that is trying to decide where he wants to go to school. He is very excited about going to UT Austin. He got accepted. He got his acceptance letter last week. I know. And it is so important to him because they have such a wide variety of food in Austin. And so he wants to have a lot of variety. So we'll see how that works out. I also have a younger son, Nicholas, who just got his driver's license, his permit this morning. We waited in line at 4:45 this morning, so if I seem a little loopy, excuse me, but it's been a long day.
When you got our time wrong.
That's right. Dr. Stroy?
Thank you, Mr. Judge. Kelvin Stroy, Chief Student Services Officer here in the district. Almost a year and a half. Last year was my first full year, almost to the semester, but I enjoy the work that I've been able to get involved in here in the district and working with Mr. Just and Nicole and all of our principals has truly been phenomenal, and obviously I'm glad to be a part of this committee as well.
Amber? My name is Amber Woodfield. I'm a parent. I have a junior who wants to go to A&M. I have a sophomore at A&M, and I'm also a healthcare provider, and I've been on the Shack committee, I think, 3 years now.
I think everybody's 3 years just because of the pandemic. There wasn't a lot accomplished over the last 2 years or so, that's kind of where that is.
I'm not so sure we got that teledoc in.
And we did get teledoc in.
That was major during this. I'm Linda Duran. I'm on the board. I've been on the Shack committee since, I don't know when Mr. Bailey put me on it. You know, I want to say 2012 or 13 or something. And I was a counselor for 25 years in public schools, 23 of those in Rockwall, and an educator for probably, I don't know, a whole bunch of years, 30, another 10 or 15 years on top of that, a teacher. And you have to have a board member,
I think. Yes, ma'am.
And so nobody else volunteered, imagine that. So here I am, and I'm glad to serve. It's a great committee. It's done a lot of good things. for our schools, and I see that. I see it in the classrooms when I go visit. There's not as much candy. Remember, we had that big push, let's not have so much candy. And the food at the, when you see a kid at the stadium walk around with yogurt because the Shaq committee encouraged him to put it, I'm like, okay, that's good. Yeah. And of course, you know, some of the other safety things, the Teladoc and the safety, other safety issues. Yeah. Yep. That we put in. I really appreciate this committee and thank every one of you for taking your time to be on it.
Thank you, Deb. There are a lot of things that this committee recommends to the board. Ultimately, the board approves whatever we decide or whatever we want to approach them with. But thank you all for being here tonight. This is our introductory meeting. One of the things that as we get down our agenda item, we'll talk about some of the changes. We'll look at the election of officers. But one other new thing that I wanted to share, we have a individual from the community that would like to take a few moments and speak to the Shaq committee. So Dr. Horowitz, would please introduce yourself and you have the floor for the next few minutes.
Great. Hi, Dr. Steve Horowitz. I've been in the community since 2013. I have a freshman at Rockwall High School, so this is very important to me. My background is in sports and very specifically what you guys do. That's my area of expertise. So I'm here to just listen and see what you guys recommend. I feel that the last 18 months, you know, has definitely been a challenge. And there are things that I see here that I'm not already pleased with, and there's a significant lack of education with regard to COVID. And I just want to hear what your plans are for this committee and what recommendations you're going to be making to the school board, because there's a huge lack of understanding, and I'm kind of tired of hearing the quote party line and the CDC line. And you guys need to definitely, if the board won't listen, then you guys maybe through this committee will listen and open your minds to the information that's available in terms of taking care of yourself. For instance, I'll give you just one simple thing. You talk about Teladoc. Well, do each of you know your kids' vitamin D level? Critical with COVID, go to PubMed. Hopefully all of you know what I'm talking about when I say PubMed.gov. And look up an actual study, not something in Forbes magazine or the New York Times or CNN or any of those areas, news media, and actually look at the published papers, learn to read the published papers, and then give accurate information so we can protect our kids. Because that's what my wife and I are doing. I understand what your background, Kyle. My wife is a former United States Secret Service agent, so we've got safety covered pretty sharply in our home as well. And that's what's really important, to keep our kids healthy in the schools. I will give kudos, just so you know, that it's not all negative. I will give huge kudos to the football program, to the strength and conditioning program that was over the summer. The school system did a phenomenal job with over 600 kids. No real injuries, no COVID episodes, with 600 kids sharing water, sweating on each other. It was awesome. They trained really hard. They got a huge benefit out of that. And I will say, just watching the football program this year, again, the ninth grade freshman program has been a joy to watch. The kids have really blossomed quite a bit, both white team and orange team, with 130 kids. That's pretty great, and I look forward to the next several years of watching them grow. So I'm here mostly to listen, but I would like you guys to be open-minded enough to take some additional education. I've mentioned the name Dr. Peter McCullough. It's all over if you're open to receiving that information, so you can get rid of the scariness and the fear-mongering and start to learn how to really take care of yourselves. Because once again, that's my background. You know, I work at it very hard myself, personally, work at it with my wife and my son, and it's really important for the kids. And hopefully we can educate some of the teachers so they can kind of take a deep breath and say, wow, this is just not quite the problem that it may appear to be. Thank you.
Great. Dr. Horowitz, thank you very much for coming. You're welcome anytime. Thanks. Thank you for being here. As you can see from our agenda, just a couple of topics on the agenda for this evening. So our a future topic, I didn't know what our membership was going to be tonight. And so a future topic will be at our next meeting, at the very beginning of our next meeting, will be the election of officers. So I'd like to ask each of you to consider how you might want to serve in this role as a committee. I need a chair, a co-chair, and a secretary. So two of which need to be a parent of the community. So that narrows it down just a little bit.
I think there's one more parent. We got two already.
Yeah, we have two more.
Yeah, we have two more.
Yes, we have two more.
So
I will also reach out to Danny and to Kalina and make them aware of this opportunity.
Now you're a parent too.
I am a parent, yes, ma'am. But I'm also an employee.
We can't be an employee. Like, it has to be
just a parent.
Do we know what the expectations are of each of these roles?
It is in the bylaws. It is. Okay. And the secretary is really just making sure the notes are kept.
All right.
And we can go over that, or I'm glad to send that to you all for your
recording.
It is, absolutely. I love the idea that we're having a recording.
Oh, I see them right here.
Yeah, they're on page, I think page 4 maybe.
Are we supposed to nominate people?
We will nominate and vote next time.
And then goes to 5, 4, and 5, the officers and the responsibilities. Okay.
So if you all would review that and then see if you'd be willing to serve, and if so, we'll have a nomination and a vote at our next meeting.
Okay.
And then the other topic for tonight, or one of the other topics, is there are some new SHAC guidelines. I mentioned one already, having to record. Another new thing, and it kind of mirrors a board meeting, but it's not really a board meeting. I sat through a presentation the other day, and it's not really it's not set up to be a school board meeting, but it has some of the same characteristics. So you have to post the date, hour, place, and subject of the meeting 72 hours ahead of time. You also have to put it on your website. You must prepare and maintain minutes. So that's new. We've always done that. We've always put minutes on our website. We've always kept minutes, and we've posted them as appropriate. But you must prepare and maintain minutes of the meeting that state the subject and content of each deliberation and in each vote, order, decision, or other action taken by the council during the meeting. So we will honor that new legislation to make sure that we are clear and transparent with what we do as a committee. Make an audio recording of the meeting, and then not later than the 10th day of the meeting, we have to submit the minutes and the audio recording of the meeting to the district. So probably Madam Secretary or Mr. Secretary, whoever that may be, will work with the chair and make sure that gets submitted within 10 days. And then as soon as practicable after that, we post the minutes and the audio recording on the district website.
So that's posted about 20 days after?
Yeah, and you know, I'm thinking that with such a short meeting, we're not doing any recording, we're not doing any editing. It's just a matter of getting our notes transcribed, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Transcribed onto an appropriate document. I don't know why that couldn't happen within a week. I don't want to lock us into that, but that could happen surely within 20 days and before. And then just some general things that we have talked about before. There must be at least 4 meetings each year. We had 5 scheduled this year. The first one was canceled. But just for whatever reason, if we don't have a quorum at a future meeting, we attempt to reschedule that meeting, but there's no legal requirement that we have that meeting. So if it's posted and for some reason we're not able to make it, then we're not required to, but we would certainly try to have that meeting later that week or later that month.
So a quorum would be how many?
5.
Oh, that's half.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And there's no specificity.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm having a tough time. Yes.
Sleep deprivation.
No, I can't even.
Sleep deprivation.
Good job.
It doesn't specify if those 5 have to be employees or parents. It just says you have to have a member of 5. Yes. They give us some examples of using Robert's Rules of Order. And so following Robert's Rules of Order, we'll have an agenda that looks pretty standard to this. It'll have a few other topics on it because we'll have the reading and the approval of the minutes, we'll have the reports of our officers, and then we'll have any other activity that might be done in the committee or outside of that committee.
This is pretty much what we've been doing, though, isn't it?
It is, pretty much, yes, ma'am. But it's just they put this in place now under legislation, so I just want to make sure everybody knows that there's a reason we are doing it as opposed to just being transparent before. We're doing it to be transparent, but because now the legislature tells us we have to. And then your minutes must include the kind of meeting being held, the name of the committee, the date, time, and place of the meeting, names of everyone in attendance. So I haven't taken roll before, so I don't know if you noticed that. That's not something I've done before publicly. but I want the public to hear. And so we're, and since we're on record and we do that out loud, name of who is running the meeting, approval of past minutes and corrections, and then summary reports. And then for our secretary this evening, who Nicole Smithers has agreed to do that, exact final wording of all motions with the names of the motion maker. But we're not making any motions this evening, so that doesn't apply. And then the time of the adjournment, and that's it. So that's some of the new legislation that takes place, or that has been put into place for us. And then the other, just a reminder of the purpose of the shack. Each school district in the state is required in Chapter 28, Subchapter A through K, and Chapter 38.013 of the Texas Education Code, is required to establish and maintain a district-level school health advisory council as authorized by the district policy EHAA Legal and BDF Legal and guided by the RISD SHAC bylaws. The SHAC will be the advisory body and shall serve to provide guidance, recommendations, and other assistance to the school board. The SHAC will have no power to expend public funds, enter into contracts, or otherwise place obligation or liability upon the district. In our vision, we envision a future where healthy lifestyle, knowledge, and practices are integrated throughout our community for students and their families to achieve their highest potential. Our mission is to provide healthy lifestyle choices and to create a climate of wellness for all staff, children, and their families in the Rockville ISD community. So that's what we're charged with doing. There are certain things the legislature will put on our plate and tell us that we have to address at future meetings. But just as a reminder, because it has been a good 2 years since we have met formally, just as a reminder, what our goals are and the things that we will be doing to serve our Rockville ISD community. Are there any questions about that? Are there any other future topics or discussions that you would like to propose for this evening that I put on the agenda for our next meeting in January?
So has it said anything for SHAC to...
So we're waiting for guidance from, the legislation has put them things in place, but TEA hasn't told us what that looks like. So we're waiting for guidance on exactly what that looks like before we start making any decisions and trying to be premature in what we do.
What kind of stuff has the legislature, if you want to go into?
It's quite a bit.
Okay.
Any other discussion or other future topics you guys want to see?
I think there's a... potential to, I know we've been doing some pre-work on fifth grade growth and development videos as an alternate curriculum. So I'd like to add that we're not done yet, but I know we've shared that with this committee so that everybody could have input and review. So that would be something that I'll let you know when we're moving to discuss it formally
Sure.
here and make a decision about
it. And that was fifth grade health and human development?
Yeah, so it's fifth grade health teaks and is the puberty video.
The puberty video. That's been around forever.
It's
been around forever. Okay, so when you're ready to do that, we will put that on our agenda. So that's one of the things, Mr. Ron, is that we'll then present that to the board. Our recommendation from this committee,
okay.
And we'll review that at our next meeting if it's available at that time. Anything else?
Are we doing subcommittees at all?
We have our safety subcommittee
okay.
is one, and you know that's one that's required under the law to be outside of a public meeting, and so we do that subcommittee a little
okay.
bit differently. But yes, we will have those. Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Yes.
And then is there the PE and physical activity? Is that still required? Physical activity and fitness committee was a required. Is it still required?
It is. And I, Janice Longinot
yeah.
has been working on that with the curriculum department. So they're doing some work to determine
is
what they want to present.
The SHAC committee? No.
She is not on the SHAC committee. She is an ex officio member, but she so she'll serve as a liaison to the CNI department and kind of present information to us from the CNI department about physical activity. Anything else? Well, then if I have nothing else, I'll honor or I'll on our motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Ms. Ron, second?
Second.
Dr. Stroy? The time is 5:20 and we are adjourned. We will see you all in January.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, but I see why, because we haven't gotten guidance from the state yet, so.